Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
77-701. Numbers so hot Friday at the stadium against hapless Western Illinois. Shut off the doggone scoreboard. 2-0 and Cignetti's bunch headed to the Rose Bowl.
If we have those kind of numbers later in the season, then, we'll be a hot item on the clinic circuit. So, you know, we're just doing the best we can every single game and put the best plan together for next week.
Next week, they play Saturday night as favorites for the first time in a road Big Ten game in nearly 4 years. Yep, it's here Saturday night against UCLA out in Pasadena, the Big Ten opener. Meanwhile, Sunday for Shane Steichen's Colts, make that opening day winless streak, doggone it, 11 consecutive years. Houston wins it 29-27 at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Encouraged with the effort, but we got to, coaches, players, we got to make the plays in the critical moments. When you watch the game, players, everything, we got to make the plays when it matters. So we got to get that thing cleaned up.
Cleaned up before the trip to Lambeau Field on a Sunday in Green Bay. The Packers lost to the Eagles over in Sao Paulo, Brazil, 34-29 back on Friday night. We have Monday Night Football, Jets, 49ers, pregame at 7:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Down 16 in the third, 9 in the fourth. The Indiana Fever fought back. Aaliyah Boston Sunday had a career 30 and 13 rebounds. 104-100 the score over the Atlanta Dream at Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
I think right now we're kind of in the space where we just have to make sure that we're keeping our foot on the gas. I think we know that we're very capable of beating any single team just because of the way we play, the pace that we play at, and no matter what time of the game it is, we're very capable of coming back.
That's Aaliyah Boston, and that was also the first overtime game of the year for the Fever, who will be home to the Las Vegas Aces Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Tonight at 8 o'clock on the Yeagley pitch, a little Hoosier soccer for Todd Yeagley's the fellas. They're alongside the Dayton Flyers out of the 10.
Dayton's going to provide a really open game. They have a lot of attacking flair. You know, from an RPI standpoint, we think they're a team that is capable of winning a lot of games. They already have shown that this year.
Yeah, they're 3-1-0, Todd Yeagley, Dayton. Big Ten Plus tonight at 8 o'clock out at Armstrong Stadium. Meanwhile, the IU women had fun beating Lawrence on Seniors Day Sunday, 9-0, to move to 5-0-1. Freshman Layla Serna had a 4-goal afternoon. I'm Joe.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.